Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
Well, I learned an awful lot in that last half hour of the show, of the first hour. And you're listening to the second hour of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Now, some radio stations don't like me to say this is the second hour because some of them only carry the second hour. Some only carry the first hour. You can find all the hours, or if you're out of your local station's area, at RadioMD.com. They're posted by Tuesday afternoon of the week, of the next week. So this is July 4th, and we often don't say what weekend it is, but I have to say exactly what weekend it is this weekend, because we've talked in the first hour about getting away from downwind from firecrackers and other fireworks displays because it triggers or makes asthma worse, and we talked about wearing goggles as well. But the last half hour was on expectant fathers. We haven't had anyone ever, I think, talk about what an expectant father should do. So listen to that last half hour of the show. It is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, when you go to Radio MD. Excuse me, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, when you go to RadioMD.com and hit the July 4th first hour with Armin Brott, B-R-O-T-T, who's the author of The Expectant Father, The Ultimate Guide for Dads-to-Be, and The New Father, A Dad's Guide to the First Years. They're inexpensive, and of course he does a book also called Positive Parenting, which is a weekly radio program live in the San Francisco Bay Area and is also available on the web. Armin Brott, great information about positive parenting. One of the tricks I learned is that now you can obviously use your iPhone, whether you're away or there, read a common book. Like I read Good Night Moon infinite times, I think, to our kids. Read it in advance and have the mom play it every day close to so that the children can listen to your voice as well as your mom's voice as well as her mom or his mom's voice and listen to it that way so that they can hear that song and sound. I don't know what else to say other than that was a great segment. Now we have at 17 after, 18 after the hour, Gary Ginsberg going to talk to us today. There are a lot of things that Gary is going to talk about in addition to fireworks. He's going to talk about the do's and don'ts of bath towels. What do we mean by do's and don'ts? Well, there's some ways of spreading disease and some way of not spreading disease by using bath towels. He's going to talk to you about that. Dry cleaner chemical is linked to epilepsy, permanent epilepsy in Massachusetts, what you can do about it, and DDT, babies, and breast cancer. Is there a toxic connection and what to do, and that this is not DEET, is very different from DEET. I made that mistake or thought about it, but DEET is another chemical, in fact, that you could look at for problems, but that is not the one associated with this breast cancer problem. So hopefully I will have straightened out some of those misconceptions in my own mind, but Gary Ginsberg's going to talk to them. We also will talk to you, and this is a major set of stories this week, that children are now developing, as young as 8 years of age, adult diseases, type 2 diabetes and fatty liver disease are two of the more common, but they're also developing osteoporosis. Lack of vitamins and minerals in their diet and in their food are causing children to develop osteoporosis, bone disorders, and all of those things that go with it. And so clearly for children, you want to get them a multivitamin, multimineral with DHA as a routine thing. That's an important component of what you do for them. And the other component of it is Make sure that your child is getting enough calcium, enough protein, and enough vitamin D in their regular diet. It turns out, when you look at it, when we look at it carefully, something over 90%, that's amazing, 90% of kids now are not getting enough vitamin D or calcium or DHA or protein in the diet. Just those four things. If you add those four up, over 90% of kids aren't getting it, which is what's leading to childhood diseases. Now, they're also apparently not getting enough jump rope or stuff like that, because jumping rope improves the osteoporosis. That is, it reduces osteoporosis or thinning bone by over 80% in a couple of studies that have been done. So jump rope, eat enough protein, get enough vitamin D and calcium. And one of the things that does that is Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt is a double protein source, meaning it's a compounded, if you will, twice as thick in protein. And it's a thicker style of yogurt that is twice the protein of traditional yogurts. And if it's Chobani, which is the one selected as the provider of school lunches across the country, it uses hormone-free milk. That's a good thing. So using hormone-free milk and twice the protein, you get calcium and vitamin D with it. And that's a way of preventing or protecting yourself from the deficiency diseases from lack of calcium, lack of protein, such as fatty liver disease. It also protects you against rickets and some of the low vitamin D diseases, as well as osteoporosis. And all of those are good things to protect yourself against, and that's what the Greek yogurt seems to do. So we're going to talk more about protecting yourself and what that means as a total nutritional strategy after Gary Ginsberg gives us his wisdom about what's toxic and what's not, and talking about the other tricks that one does when one is in the presence of smoke, whether it is from fireworks or from other smoking devices. We'll also talk about the stories about changing your gut bacteria. That is, your gut bacteria, you change your bacteria with foods, pre-probiotics, and this series of articles started with a New York Times article last Sunday, but that reflected three articles coming out this week in the what we call the peer-reviewed or scientific literature, which talked about changing your mood with changing the bacteria and changing what's in the bacteria inside your gut. The only data that are really secure in this are that butyrate as a fat that is produced seems to decrease inflammation in the liver. The foods with carnitine, lecithin, or choline, red meat, egg yolks, etc., and in arteries of the brain with atherosclerosis, kidney failure, and brain inflammation, when you have foods that produce, that have carnitine, lecithin, or choline with them. And what do? I eat a different probiotic every day of the week. That's seven different probiotics, because we don't have any better data than probiotics are good for you, but we don't know specific ones, and we do know that variety of probiotics is good for decreasing aging. We also got asked the question, what shouldn't you do for a hangover? Well, what you shouldn't do is take Tylenol or acetaminophen in any form. Acetaminophen in any form when you've got a hangover, when you're having a inhibition of normal way the liver gets rid of things. Well, it doesn't get rid of the Tylenol in a normal way. It metabolizes it to a toxic product, which can cause you problems. So thing is, please do avoid Tylenol. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic, what's not?
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer and treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. I hope you're enjoying the show. We have my favorite segment coming up for you, which is, of course, Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic and What's Not. Now, Gary, one of the things we've got to go over today, because it is July 4th, is what about firecrackers? Are they, and fireworks, where do you sit when you go to a show? Gary, are you there? Well, we must have lost Gary, but one of the things you don't sit is downwind, because they do have problems, and you want to bring your inhaler, you want to take your normal medicines if you do. Gary, are you there?
Hello.
Gary.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Happy 4th of July. What are we talking about?
And we're talking about exactly that. What do you do with fireworks, firecrackers? What do you do about breathing the air? What are the particulates? Are they bad for us in short term, long term? How do we avoid them? How long do we have to avoid the air? All that kind of question.
Well, you know, fascinating study. And I think many of us look up at the sky, and after we say all the wows and the can you believe it, then we see the smoke plume. And that does, in fact, add up. This university study looked across 331 urban air monitoring sites across the country. And the fine particulate matter, PM2.5 levels, were higher on July 4th between starting at 8 o'clock at night and going all the way to midday July 5th. So almost a full 24 hours, about 18 hours worth of heightened PM levels related to the July 4th festivities. And these monitors were not placed right near the fireworks on purpose. They were just sort of generally out there in places where we get routine monitoring from. So the implication is that right near the fireworks, it could be a lot higher. They found about 50% higher than normal particulate PM2.5 levels, so really damaging toxic particulate matter levels on July 4th and July 5th. And if they were where they happened to have monitors close by, they were almost 400% higher. So, the one thing, you know, and we all assume that it's because of the fireworks, but Mike, I'm suspicious that it's also because of the traffic. If you've ever gone to a fireworks exhibition, you know how hard it is to get in and out of those, especially getting home, and a lot of cars. So as you were saying before, if you have any kind of asthma, respiratory, cardiopulmonary disease, you might want to stay away or watch it from a distance, watch it on TV. That is definitely a high PM activity. And especially it being July 4th, middle of the summer, if there's any kind of weather inversion where there's bad air quality to start with, and if you layer that on top, that may start sending people to the emergency room. Now, I have not seen statistics. I don't think the studies have been done to see what the rates are of respiratory disease. Even more, it could even kill you. So I'm not saying that a fireworks display is going to kill you, but if there was the wrong weather conditions and you layer on top of that all the traffic and the fireworks display, and if you didn't have your medications up to speed, or if you were stressed and running to get your car or something, that is not a good situation for the old cardiovascular system. So anyway, it's just beware, you know, go out and have fun. Go to that fireworks exhibition, but maybe let all the traffic die down and don't huff and puff and be the dashing commuter to try to rush to get back to your car carrying all the empty beer bottles while you're doing it, because, you know, that might be a bit more stress than you need to put on your system.
That's such a neat description that it really is cardiovascular as well as just lung problems. Now,
yeah.
Let's talk about some of the routine things. I saw an article about dry cleaners, and if you will, I think it was epilepsy.
Yeah, it wasn't actually dry cleaners, Mike. It was the dry cleaning chemical. So this is on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, where there was known to be groundwater pollution and people drinking or inhaling from their tap water perchloroethylene. Very good, strong solvent that will, in essence, dry clean your clothing. But if you inhale those fumes off your clothing or from your tap water, or if you're drinking it in your tap water, may not be so good for you. And this was a study of early life exposure to well, and these wells were contaminated because of the way that they were treated. They were coated. The piping had been treated with a plastic material that was off-gassing perchloroethylene for several years. And so this was a very interesting study because some of the people had been exposed, other neighbors were not, and they were able to track that down pretty closely, and they saw an elevated odds ratio for certain cancers in the offspring of people growing up in this environment, and also for epilepsy. Now, we know perchloroethylene is a neurotoxin. We don't have a lot of data, especially not in humans, of what early life exposure would do to the nervous system. So this is a hypothesis-generating experiment or epidemiology study. However, it does point out that, you know, this is a toxic chemical to the nervous system. It also is a carcinogen. You want to be careful with your dry cleaning. Do get your sleeping bags and tuxedos dry cleaned, but you want to air them out thoroughly, not where little kids are going to be breathing it in, not where pregnant moms are going to be breathing it in, but out in a garage or a porch, and for 3 or 4 days, and then bring it in and test your groundwater. You know, sometimes if you're living even within a quarter mile of where an old dry cleaner was, a lot of old dry cleaners were very sloppy with handling the perchloroethylene solvent that was, already used, and, rather than disposing it properly, they might have put it in a storm drain, and it might have gone into their groundwater, and people downstream, down gradient, could have that in their water. So you definitely, if you're on a private well, you want to, that's one of the key things to test for is perchloroethylene.
Huh. And so this was actually in well water. It was there. And do we know how it got in there?
There had been a number of military bases on Cape Cod that had been using both TCE and PERC TCE, as well as local establishments using it. So this was just general. And Cape Cod has sandy soil, and things leach through. You know, there's this whole connection between breast cancer and living on an island like Cape Cod or Hawaii, and why should rates be higher in places like that? And one of the main theories has been sandy soil. Everything gets to the groundwater, water table, and people end up drinking it.
When we come back, Gary, can I get you to stay around for just a little bit? Because there are two more stories that I really want to get to that are really fantastic. Can you do that?
I will be here. Happy July 4th, and let's keep going.
Perfect. We'll talk in a few minutes, and we've got more from my favorite part of the show, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic and What's Not. WhatsToxic.com is the website. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, show that helps you take control of your genes so you'll live longer, healthier, and with more wealth. We'll talk about that in a little bit on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
The buzz is out there. Everyone's talking about energy drinks from Action Energy. One of the most popular products is After Lunch. You know that after lunch, mid-afternoon lull you may get? Kinda tired, so you kinda crash. Well, that's when you whip out a bottle of After Lunch Energy. It has caffeine and important nutrients like vitamin B12, ginseng, raspberry ketones, and green tea, specifically designed to provide that late-day boost to finish strong. Tackle those afternoon meetings and presentations, those last-minute responsibilities, and even evening tasks. And it helps burn fat, too. Now, that's the kind of afternoon pick-me-up I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots, available at selected retail stores, or go to ActionEnergyAE.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royson Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer. But find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Royson, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to one of the great, of all times, people I love to listen to, Gary Ginsberg. What's Toxic.com is the website. What's Toxic, What's Not is the segment on the show, and we've held him. I do this periodically because he's got such great information, held him over, and I'm going to have him talk first about do's and don'ts of bath towels. Gary, what do you mean do's and don'ts of bath towels? I'm not allowed to snap them at my friends?
Well, that's up to you, Mike. I'm really not going to tell you what kind of bath play to get involved in or not. But, bath towels do have some issues in terms of, cleanliness and bacteria. They are, sort of like a carpet, but that we're intimately connected to. And so carpets, we know, can harbor bacteria and can harbor some mold spores. And towels, because they get wet and because they stay wet, And because they are in moist environments like your bathroom, which may not dry out right away, and you may not have them neatly laid out, they may just sort of be folded on itself, may stay wet for 18 to 24 hours, they will grow mildew, and they will, can also harbor bacteria from your private parts of your body. And so bath towels, like they do in hotels, need to be washed on a frequent basis. If you, this is not just kind of some kind of clean mania thing. This is, you know, a good preventive thing is, to wash towels, let's say twice a week that are being frequently used. You know, if you're taking a shower a day, it makes sense to wash the towels twice a week. Studies, Mike, with hand towels in the kitchen are particularly interesting. So when you're in the kitchen,
wait, you got me on the last one. You said if you take a bath twice a week,
take a bath every day.
If you take a bath every day, you should change your towels twice a week. Why shouldn't you change them every day?
Well, you should, but who's going to do that? I mean, you know, ideal. That's the ideal. But that's a lot of laundry to do, which isn't necessarily good for the environment or your budget and will just drive you crazy. And we're trying to give people advice. Always, you know, with my book and my website, trying to give people practical advice that they actually might follow rather than, you know, giving them the ultimate and nobody will follow. So, oh, they just throw up their hands. So, I think it's quite reasonable if you're using a towel every day, a bath towel every day, to try to launder it twice a week. And that should hold down, and of course not share it around the whole family, one towel per person. And that should hold down the amount of laundry you have to do and hold down the amount of mildew and bacteria. And I would also use your nose as a little bit of a detector, because mildew on a towel is pretty easy to smell. And if it's starting to smell mildewy, you want to get that right away in the wash. Because once it takes a foothold, that towel will never get clean. You can bleach it, and I don't recommend using bleach for anything because it's so caustic and so irritating. But the number one, the biggest do with your towel laundry is sunshine. Get it out in the summer sun, and the UV rays will kill most things that might be trying to harbor in the fibers of the towel. So,
isn't that interesting? So a clothesline is a good thing.
Yeah, you know, even they say that the high heat of the dryer and especially the sunlight will kill more bacteria than whatever soap or detergent you're using. Obviously, soap and detergent are a good thing, but sunshine is probably the best thing to kill off whatever might be trying to grow in your towels. But let me say hand towels are even more critical, and those should be changed out after every time you handle raw chicken or raw meat, and then you go to wash your hands, because unless you're really good at washing your hands and killing off all the enteric bacteria or the salmonella that could be in a chicken, for example, you are going to transfer bacteria to that towel. And that's a good environment for that bacteria to grow, and then somebody else may come along and wipe a dish with it, and you could transfer those bacteria to dishes or to somebody else's hands or face. So, kitchen hand towels are something you want to change out more frequently and really try to do a good job of washing your hands when you are handling raw meat.
Ah, great. And now, let's talk about one of my favorite stories, which is DDT, pregnancy, and breast cancer.
Yeah. Well, okay, so there had been several epidemiology studies with mixed results from the mid-2000s. Very good epidemiology groups that found an association between DDT levels in in women's bodies and breast cancer, others conflicting. And so toxicologists like myself said that we can't really put a lot of stock in it. This six decade study is the first one to put the time frame onto it. So if you were exposed to DDT and in utero, as a fetus, as in the womb, then the offspring, the female offspring from that exposure, if mom is exposed and she's carrying a female child in her womb, the odds of, and we talk about odds ratios of, say, 1.5 or 2 as being, you know, you sit up and you take notice. These are odds ratios, Mike, of 4. 4 times the risk of breast cancer for those women in the 1960s whose moms had higher levels of DDT in their blood for whatever. Now, in the 1960s, that was the period when there was a lot of DDT out there, and women might have been handling it directly or might have been lounging and picnicking on lawns where it was sprayed or in parks where it was sprayed, water bodies where it was sprayed. We don't do that anymore here. Yet, nevertheless, eating high on the food chain, fatty foods, high-fat foods, will still give you some exposure to DDT, which if you're trying to do the ultimate right thing and have the lowest risks possible, you might want to cut down on the really high-fat foods, which is where DDT tends to be right these days. Our biggest exposure is in high-fat meats and dairy. Of course, the big controversy with DDT is in the third world. It's still being used as an anti-malarial, and that still comes back to us in North America through environmental globetrotting that this chemical does. So we are not free of DDT, even though it's been banned in this country since Rachel Carson's book Silent Spring many years ago. It can still be leading to a theoretical breast cancer risk in offspring based upon this 6-decade study.
Wow, isn't that interesting? It's so interesting that it lags. What it tells you a lot about is that all of these environmental things seem to lag a lot more than you'd like.
Well, DDT especially, because it is so biopersistent, we have a hard time metabolizing it, and cancer takes a long time to develop. And if you're exposed in utero, you're not going to, you know, the mammary development isn't going to happen until you're a teenager. And then with all the other risk factors, this is just one of many risk factors for breast cancer. They all combine. And this was breast cancer by the age of 52. So this study was studying early onset.
Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com. Great stuff. And I love it, as always. We're going to have to talk about some of the other things that are really healthy that you can do, how you can change things. So we're going to talk next time about a dry cleaner, how you can look for, what dry cleaners you look for that will have, in fact, health for you, and how you protect yourself, like hanging dry cleaning out before you bring it in, and what you should do if you're a dry cleaning worker, a worker in a dry cleaning plant. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with some talk about why they chose Chobani as the selected Greek yogurt provider for school lunches, and what we should change with school lunches.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. One of the things in the news this week that I wanted to cover was that children are developing adult diseases at an alarming rate. Type 2 diabetes, fatty liver disease, even osteoporosis as young as 8. And one of the things also in the news was that 90% of kids under the age of 18 now are not getting the basic vitamins, minerals, and protein that is recommended. And much of this obviously is, you've got to say, at parents' fault, but it's also the, if you will, the choices of food marketers, why they're making stuff with so many calories. That's why we're getting obese, but so few nutrients. And one of the things that has been changed is in the school lunches, Greek yogurt. So Greek yogurt was tested in a 4-state pilot. It went from 200,000 pounds a year to 700,000 pounds when Chobani Greek yogurt. Now, Chobani has something extra in it. It is not a lot of sugar. It is double the amount of protein, and it's from, and Chobani has used cows that are not treated with artificial growth hormone. So, healthier fare for your children when they have a meat substitute that is Chobani, and so that is one of the things. Also, the USDA proposes a healthier fare for child adult daycares. That is three, and this is, let's see, I don't want to misstate it, but it is 3.8 million children are fed daily through the child and adult care food programs, and 120,000 adults. They're going to have many more vegetables and fruit. In the program, no increase in cost. So that's another one of these really good things that's happening, thanks to the USDA. I hope Congress doesn't change it, even though the sponsoring, you know what I was really discouraged with in Ohio, our wonderful Governor Kasich had proposed a increased tax on cigarettes and on non-tobacco cigarette products. When you spoke to the legislators, all of them were in favor of it, and unfortunately they did not follow through, because they did follow through with a 35-cent tax, not a dollar tax, and nothing on non-smoking tobacco products. So one of the things you've got to say that's really discouraging is that our Congress people, our representatives who are supposed to get us healthy things for our lunches and dinners and schools, aren't doing their job. They're, if you will, really kissing, big food providers, food purveyors, bottoms, by giving us lousy food instead of the healthiest food they could, and by charging us more for it and not allowing taxes on cigarettes and things that are really detrimental. PTSD is tied to heart stroke risk among women. Women, I didn't realize how many women have post-traumatic stress. How many of them have post-traumatic stress disorder? And in women, this is a study of female nurses whose health was tracked over 20 years, starting in 1989 when they were 25 to 42. It is the women with the most symptoms were of post-traumatic stress were 60% more likely to develop cardiovascular disease compared to women who never experienced trauma, researchers found. So they had many more strokes and heart attacks. Consumers are unclear. I'm just going through the rest of these stories so that we cover them, so that you get the information you need. This is consumers are unclear about the risks and benefits of e-cigarettes. This was a survey of 64 people, and they knew nothing about the benefits or risks in a consistent fashion. With e-cigarettes, people are less clear about what is the intended purpose. The intended purpose looks like it's to get people hooked on cigarettes. At least that's how big tobacco is using it, in my mind. Can the bacteria in the gut explain your mood? This is a really important set of studies that were done in monkeys, but they've also been done in mice and in other animals. And the genetic material of those microbes, the bacteria that are in your gut, are able to be changed by you, by both the food you eat and the probiotics you get, but also they change chemicals that are produced and change your mood, change your waistline, do a whole bunch of things. And so I expect that over the next 5 years, we're going to see a literal explosion about what you can do to change the bacteria in your gut and how that changes your mood, your waistline, whether you get adult diseases or whether you don't, whether you get disease at all, or whether you are positive and whether you're happy or not happy. There's so much work now being done on bacteria in the gut that is really important work. I'm proud to say it was led by Stan Hazen at the Cleveland Clinic, the actual data on adults. It's being done literally at Stanford, at the Karolinska Institute, all over the world. It's not just in Cleveland, but some of the most important work in adults was done in Cleveland, showing that if you have food with carnitine, lecithin, and choline, egg yolks, red meat, that type of food, it changes the bacteria and what they produce to cause inflammation, not only that causes you atherosclerosis or hardening of your arteries, heart disease, and stroke, but also causes kidney disease, kidney failure, and also causes inflammation in the lining of your brain, which causes inflammation in your brain and can cause dementia. So just the change in bacteria in your gut can have radical and important changes on even whether you develop heart disease or stroke or kidney failure or type 2 diabetes or whether you develop, in fact, dementia over the long term. So this is a really, really important and will be a big topic for many years to come. But what we have now is that monkeys who are treated differently, that is, the monkeys received, if you will, bacteria that was different, and they had a different effect on your, if you will, your attitude and whether you were positive or whether you got depressed. So the bacteria, by the way, how much do bacteria inside you weigh? As much as 6 pounds for the average adult. And there are a lot of researchers now are doing work to gain insight into your mood. What if you're hungover? What don't you want? You don't want Tylenol or acetaminophen because the increase in liver metabolism, what your liver does is it gets rid of toxins. Well, the increase in metabolism to get rid of those toxins caused by a little extra alcohol increases the production of a toxic substance from acetaminophen. We'll be back next week on You, the Owner's Manual.
Okay, here's the business opportunity you may have been waiting for. You know about energy shots and how popular these healthy drinks are. Did you know that the energy shots industry is expected to double by next year? Don't you think it's time you get in on the action? Well, you can with Action Energy licensee opportunities. This is absolutely not multi-level marketing or network marketing. Nope. Action Energy's business model is similar to other major products like Snapple. This is your own business where you can make 30% to 100% profit on sales in one of the hottest health industries going. Take a look at the different opportunities at actionenergybiz.com. That's actionenergybiz.com. A healthy business with healthy profits for you. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royson articles and health tips on Radio MD.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.